Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everybody. You are listening to HealthyLife.net Radio, a positive talk radio show. And this show is called Shri's Unplugged. And today I have a very, very special guest and dear friend, Joan Irvine.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, how are you doing? Listen, I am really excited because you're doing a really big thing and difficult thing. And that would be running for Mayor of Redondo Beach.
Yes, I am.
Jeez, you don't do it small, do you?
No, never have.
Joni, as I've known you a while now, mm-hmm. and you have never not been busy. But this one's huge. I mean, we have an election. We have an election on March 4th. Is that
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is crunch time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very much crunch time.
And, you know, I think my phone's ringing.
Oh, I think it's mine. I forgot to turn it off. I'm so embarrassed.
Love that.
It's like,
see?
Okay.
It's live, y'all.
Okay, yes, it is. Okay. Phone is off now.
It's so great. Running for mayor of Redondo Beach. My very first question is, why?
Whoa, that's a very interesting. First of all, I have been involved in Redondo Beach since I moved here in 2007. Been really actively involved, going to my district meetings, going to city council meetings, helping with different people who are running for offices, started Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, which we can go into later. And I've been watching, especially in the last 8 years, mm-hmm. the first two mayors, Mike Jen and Steve Aspel, wonderful. Mm-hmm. But in the last 8 years, I've just seen things not getting done.
Okay.
And I just would go to the meetings and I would go, but it's not getting done. And Redondo has this terrible reputation of not getting things done. And then I just kept on seeing things take ages and ages and bringing back to city council and mm-hmm. nothing being decided upon. And then what happened is that when Mayor Brand died, of cancer, which, you know, was very sad. Usually you would expect that they would go through a process.
Is there usually a process after that?
It turns out because he was appointed at, there was only 2 years left in the term, okay. less than 2 years. So they appoint. Well, the last time when Jeff Ginsburg resigned because of some family emergencies and
Jeff Ginsburg was the
he was the city council for District 1. I'm sorry, city council for District 1.
Okay.
That good. You need to I was going to run for that, but it was that you had to apply, you had to get people to endorse you, you had to be interviewed. There was a whole process and it was called the Torrance model. So they used that. Well, when Brand died, there was
would be good for dating.
Oh, yeah.
What did you call this? The Torrance model?
The Torrance model, yeah.
Okay.
But what happened, and I even wrote to the city manager, wrote to the city attorney, I said, what's the process going to be? Well, it turns out there was no process because there's nothing in our ordinances or our charter. And so what happened is this two meetings after Bill had died, everybody just kind of got up and said, hey, I'm going to run. I'll put my name in. Hey, I threw my name in.
Okay.
But then what happened is Jim Light, mm-hmm. who was friends with Bill Brand, got up there and said Bill Brand on his deathbed told me he wanted me to replace him, to continue on what he was doing, and was just up there in tears and all that. And the city council, 3-2, voted him to be mayor and swore him in that night. So there was no democratic process.
Wait a minute. There's no crying in baseball. The tears won. Okay.
And that to me, it was not about Jim per se. It was about the lack of process and transparency.
I can see that.
Yeah, so that really hit me. And then I was seeing, just seeing things not getting done. I took a friend to a city council meeting, and he had never been to one in his life. And he's a pretty astute business person.
Right.
And within a few minutes, he looked at me. He said, "What's going on up there?" He goes, "They're like after one another." He goes, "Is this like high school?"
Okay.
And I'm going, "This is our city council."
All right. Sounds silly.
It's very, very silly. And then one of the last meetings that they had on cannabis, about a month and a half ago, Niels Nierenheim, who happens to be running for for mayor, he's city council district number 1, he put up on the screen a lawsuit that's going on in Montebello against one of our citizens who has been involved in advocating for cannabis, but he put it up there with no explanation. And all it was to discredit this resident of Redondo Beach, who happens to be a friend. And that was...
But what was the purpose?
Just to discredit him.
Just because.
Just because.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
But how does that help Redondo?
It didn't.
And
in fact, a couple of city council people called him, this friend of mine, and said, "I'm sorry." This friend of mine could sue for libel or slander if he wanted to.
Uh-huh.
But for me, it made me realize that I wasn't being as effective from this side of the dais, and I needed to be on the dais. And that was truly...
That was your motivation.
That was kind of the last straw, the broken camel's back. Well, that was it. And I went, I have to run.
Okay. Yeah, because you want things to probably be a little bit more official, more professional.
More efficient, more respectful.
Wow.
Those
sound like all really good things.
Yes.
Kind of like how things should be.
Yes, yes.
So this is a big job. So I know you've had a lot of experience doing something, but what is your background? Like, what in your background makes you feel qualified to do this job?
Well, first of all, I had 50 years of experience in my career.
Okay, no, you don't even look old enough for that.
Well, I am, and my age has been pointed out in one of these blogs post on Facebook by a hidden person saying I was too old to be running. Duh. And that even makes me more determined to be winning.
What is the point of that?
Just to be mean. There's mean bullies in this town.
Okay.
But with my background, I've been a programmer years ago. I worked at Bell Labs. I've been in sales and marketing at L'Oreal and ADP. Both of those, I was salesperson of the year. But then what I did is I spent 25 years in online child protection and technology.
God, that must have been heartbreaking.
It was. I ran a child pornography reporting hotline for 9 years. And, I was told that once you did that, you would never be the same. Guess what? Once you've seen those images, you are never the same.
Oh, I can't even imagine that.
It was horrific. But what I also did is we developed policies for age-restricted sites to follow to make sure that kids could not see the content, and the content that they were putting up did not include children in the content.
Wow.
So I got, I did that, and for that we actually were approached by Microsoft to develop a website label and that these adult sites or age-restricted sites could put this metadata on their site, and if parents use parental control filtering systems, kids would be blocked from getting there. But it was developing policies that people could adhere to and that we could also monitor. That's the big one. You can't just put out something and not monitor it.
Because then you don't have the data.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't know what works,
doesn't work. And you don't know if people are doing things.
Mm-hmm.
But we developed technology that used to be called, I don't know what it's called now, but Spider. So we could go to all of our members' websites, and we could see if they were using particular words or what they were doing. Mm-hmm. But I was working with people that agreed to do that. So you took an industry, and they agreed to do that. Then my next job after that Oh, and for that, we received the American Society of Association Executives Make a Better World Award.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. So you've really been interested in taking care of the people for a long time.
Oh, always taking care of the people. My undergraduate degree is in psychology and human development.
Oh, my God. So. You know, I mean, come on. You get my vote. I wish, you know what? I used to live in Redondo. I live in Hermosa now, but if I lived in Redondo, I'm like, bam.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. But then what the most exciting thing is, and what I think really qualifies me even more, is then I was recruited to a company that they were developing rules and regulations for, okay, this is going to be sound really tricky, high-risk top-level domains. So this
that's
is for
a mouthful.
For the core of the internet. Uh-huh. So it's done for .xxx, but it was going to be used for like .md, because if you go to .md, you expect that the people are professional medical professionals.
Can you, the layperson here,
yeah.
.md, what is that?
Well, and you know how you have .com, .gov, .eg.
Okay.
So they about... Oh, this is back going back to 2011-12. They were opening up to a lot more of those, you know, dot something or others.
Okay, right. .net.
And going on and on.
Right.
And so what we did, we had a policy council that I facilitated and included people like Nadine Strausen, who had been president of the ACLU for 18 years and was the first female president of that. And we had the man that headed up the cybersecurity center at the University of Illinois. It was people like that. I'd walk in and go, I am not worthy, I'm not worthy. But so I was, and then we would have people from age restricted industries were part of this policy council, and you would work, everybody would work together on a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
And different people had different perspectives, but my job was to make sure that we all came together.
Mm-hmm.
And we developed policies that worked for the industry, that worked for child protection, that worked for piracy, privacy, and all that. And so we came up with those, and ICANN, which runs the internet, incorporated that into all of these high-risk top-level domains.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, I was,
I've known you a while, but I have not known that.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, so when I'm...
How long does that take? I mean, when you work people like that, because you're going to be working with people like that.
Yeah.
How long does it take to get a policy through?
Well, we were able to get it through very quickly.
Okay.
I mean, we put together, within a year, I would say, we had a list, we had policies, and we had them ready to go and to present, to give to ICANN.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really was, fairly quick. It was a small group. And we weren't government, restricted.
Right. Okay.
But if you're working and you're working rapidly, and plus that was the only thing we were working on. So it wasn't like, we had all these other priorities. So it went through very quickly. But even with that, we made sure that it was going to be able to be monitored.
Right.
That was always a big, issue, part of what we were doing.
And it also shows how well you work with people.
Yeah.
Like, you're really good at that.
Yeah. My job is to facilitate and make sure everything is working well. And that's what I think the role of the mayor should be, is you have a policy council, you have a city council.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to have the city council work as seamlessly as possible.
And together,
yeah.
Right. So you're basically facilitating, trying to find the best people for the job to work with you to get things done.
Well, I don't get a choice of the best people for the job, except for me. The rest are voted in by the Redondo residents.
That's going to really prove how well you work with people.
It's going
to
be...
It's easy to work with people you love.
I know.
It's definitely challenging to work with people that you have personality conflicts with. But that's part of the gig.
It's part of the... And it's not even just personality. It's different people believe that...
Different political beliefs.
Yes. And, to people that believe there are other things that are best for Redondo and et cetera. So,
mm-hmm.
It's a challenge. But I think... But that's what the role of the mayor is or should be.
And how is Redondo economically... What's your stance on Redondo in that world?
That's one of my...
Oh, boy.
Economic development is one of my platforms.
Okay.
Because what we've seen is, first of all, our city is you know, we have to have a balanced budget. But with that balanced budget, what it means is that if you don't have as much money coming in, certain programs or certain things have to change.
Okay. And right, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, a balanced budget.
Right.
I mean, duh. Right. You know, we all have to deal with that. We can only borrow so much, or
right.
we can. But what happened is that we have not been business friendly. So we have people don't come to Redondo businesses because it's so hard to get anything done here.
What's hard about it? What do they want to do and get done? And, like, who's going away?
Well, what we had is back about 8-9 years ago, maybe a little bit less than that, we have the waterfront project.
Okay.
And a company called CenterCal happened to win the request for proposal or request for, it was RFQ, but, and we were moving forward. They were going to be totally redeveloping the waterfront. They were going to invest $400 million into Redondo.
Wow.
And, you know, there was questions about the size of it. And, hey, you always start off high and you'll go lower. Mm-hmm. You know, you negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
But Redondo was not negotiating in good faith, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then after we signed a contract with this company, then Jim Light, who's now the mayor, push through what they called Measure C. And Measure C rezoned the waterfront so you couldn't have that kind of development.
And what's the reasoning behind that?
Because they didn't want that development. I mean, it was like because they're into parklands, they're into, you know, using the land for other things, but if the other things are not bringing revenue.
Right.
So what happened is they sued us for $16 million, which they should have, because they had a legal contract with us. And then they finally, just about a year or two ago, I mean, they finally settled, and I think it cost just a couple million dollars. But what it meant is we had less revenue from businesses, we had less jobs in Redondo, and without that, we were clamoring. Plus, we were told by Mayor Brand, I think it was, back then, that once Measure C went into effect, that there would be no new taxes and no new bonds. Well, this last election in November, there were 4 bonds on the ballot.
Okay, all backwards. This is all backwards. So there was no to something that would have brought Redondo money.
Uh-huh. And jobs.
And jobs.
Yeah.
And businesses.
Uh-huh.
And now there's a lot of empty buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see a lot of new things coming in.
Now, people don't want to do business in Redondo because it's so hard to get in here for something that's a decent sized business.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so when you're not bringing in that revenue, then what you have is most of your money is coming from the residents.
Ah. So they have to pay which way? Parking.
Parking increased. I think it went from 125, I think, up to 175 a year for an annual parking pass. Mm-hmm. Parking went up, I think, from $1.25 an hour to $1.75. So all these things, besides having...
So new people pay.
People pay.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's what you want to avoid because you need to have a balance between the business revenue and the residential revenue, and we don't have that now.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it even more expensive to live in Redondo, which is expensive already.
Yes, it's expensive to live here, and it's everything's, like, the prices of everything, restaurants, everything is up.
Right, and that's not Redondo. I mean, that's going throughout the whole world and throughout our whole economy and because of the COVID, but it's happening here in Redondo even a little bit more.
Yeah, I see even with like the small little coffee shop even that, because everything's high for them as well.
Yeah.
So economically speaking, this is your platform. What do you propose to do?
Well, I think what we need to once again be open for businesses to be coming here.
What would you do to entice them?
Well, first of all, I think we need to get rid of Measure C.
Okay.
So that, you know, that would be one that would open, you know, to revisit how we're zoning. Let me say, how about revisiting how we're zoning the waterfront?
Oh, okay.
So that we could be doing something more there. Now, right now what's happening is that Alan Sanford from Beach Life, they're going to be putting in a surf club.
Right.
So that's going to be cool, and that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But he's going to have a surf club, and then there's going to be something else. Then they're talking about having a sea lion recovery lab. Sounds great, but it's a nonprofit, and it works from grants. So what happens if they don't get a grant? We're going to be there with this facility that's going to need money.
Right.
And guess what? We're going to all of a sudden go, they're going to come to us if they can't find any other money, because here they are in our harbor, and they, and they don't have money, so it could be empty.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to bring something that doesn't really make sense again for the city of Redondo.
For the city of Redondo.
Okay. I can't wait to hear more of what you have planned for Redondo, because clearly they need you. Okay. You're listening to Sharice Unplugged, and you're listening to Jarrett O'Rine running for mayor of Redondo. We'll be right back after these commercials.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Sharice Unplugged, and you're listening to Joan Irvine running for mayor of Redondo. The people who know this woman, we know she's a force, but what a big, big heart you have.
Thank you.
And we see that. And, you know, one of the things that I think are amazing is that you're doing this Esplanade cleanup. Can you tell me a little bit about that, how that started?
Well, you'll love this. It's kind of started almost the same way as I started doing mayor, you know, decided to run for mayor. I used to go to my city council meetings, my district one meetings. All the time. And one of the things people always complained about, including myself, was the Esplanade was full of dog poop and trash. And it was a new Esplanade. I mean, they had redone the Esplanade, but here you have this beautiful area, and it was just trashy.
Yeah.
And we bitched, and we bitched. I mean, let's be real. Let's use the term.
Yeah.
Keeping it real and redondo. It's my tagline. And finally, when Jeff Ginsburg became a city council for District 1, I went to one of the meetings, and everybody was still bitching about it. And I went, you know, we've been doing this for how long?
Uh-huh.
And it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and I may have been partying the night before, and I'm here.
Somebody's gig.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm here at 9 o'clock in the morning. I said, so let's either do something about it, or stop discussing it, because mm-hmm. you're wasting everybody's time.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Ginsburg gave me the idea of starting a Facebook group to start to market it.
Ah, okay.
And we did that, and it just started growing. And then it was like, well, we need to get sponsors because we need to, you need to do marketing, you need to get liability insurance, you know, you need money to do it. So we went, and Athens Services became our first sponsor because they were involved in waste management. So it was a really nice, you know, nice marriage there.
Yeah.
So it was just, I did it out of frustration.
That seems to happen. There's a theme here.
There's a theme here. You know, I've been doing, as I'm going for mayor, I've been going through my life and figuring all these things out and trying to see the continuity and all the things I've been doing throughout mm-hmm. my life. And there is that. And so it just grew and grew. And so it was like 12 years ago. We once a month.
Oh, my gosh. It's 12 years ago already?
12 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
You even have shirts now.
We had shirts. I made sure we had shirts at the very beginning because you need that marketing. And then the hats. And now we have hoodies. And but so what we do is the first Saturday of the month, we meet at Avenue I and the Esplanade.
Mm-hmm.
And we clean up trash.
How many people started?
Usually, there's usually between, I would say, 10 and 18 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's just enough, you know, that they can do it, because it only takes about 45 minutes, because we only do the Esplanade, and 18 inches beyond the city wall is Redondo. Beyond that, it becomes L.A. County.
I see, okay.
So we don't do that. But what's
the sidewalk and a little bit past the wall.
Wall, yeah.
Okay.
But what to me is exciting, what we started doing last year, is we started inviting other groups in the city to participate. So we've had the Rotary Club. We've had the Cub Scouts. We've had the Chamber. We've had Leadership Redondo. We've had the school board. And we even had USC. There's a big hub for USC down in Redondo. USC on their International Day of Service. They did a cleanup. Mm-hmm. So it was about community outreach, about getting people involved. Plus, then it helped us get more visibility. It helped their groups get more visibility. You know, that's
perfect, because that shows exactly how you are so proactive in a situation that is, you know, not great. And it shows how you got it together. So I just love it that you were just pissed.
Yes.
You're like, this is it. I'm super annoyed. Let's go.
Yeah. And I, you know, something has to be done, and I'm willing to do it.
So you stepped up.
Yeah.
Like mayor now.
Yeah, I'm stepping up.
So when the Esplanade, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful started, how many people were there, and what's it grown to now?
Well, can I say it's grown? We had about four or five people that
mm-hmm.
were there at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so they helped as far as with organization, with design of our logo, and, you know, getting things organized.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a board. I'm no longer on the board. I just help advise them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's like, you know, five, six people who are on the board. But what's really exciting is that it's not just the first Saturday in the month, because people have seen us doing this
mm-hmm.
and because we've gotten visibility, you'll see people out there every day with their own picker-uppers.
I do.
Yeah.
I see people cleaning up all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that,
it's like you put a little bug in their ear now. It's like, we want to keep this nice.
Yeah.
Here.
And then also what's really great about, first of all, we got this past year in 24, we got the Chamber of Commerce, the Redondo Chamber of Commerce, gave us a Nonprofit of the Year award.
Ooh.
Yes, the West Basin Water District gave us a letter of recognition.
You know, you're going to need a wall for all your awards.
Oh, yeah.
And trophies.
Yeah. The awards are fine, but what it shows is that people are recognizing the work that we're doing. And also what's exciting is we're doing it on the Esplanade, but they also, several years ago, started doing this up along the walk path in North Redondo, or the walk underneath, you know, the electrical lines.
Oh, that's great.
So they started doing that, and I would really encourage people, yeah, as mayor, even before, but encourage other groups in the city, in their area, just to gather people together. It takes about an hour, and plus, it's really cool.
It's
about
kind of fun, right?
Yeah, it's fun, and you have, when you're picking up trash, all these people are stopping and going, thank you. How often do you get immediate gratification for work that you're doing? Rarely in this world.
Rarely.
And so we can encourage people just in their own neighborhood, plus it creates more community.
I love that you're doing that.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see what you're going to do next. I know there's going to be something that's going to piss you off and go, all right, we got to fix this.
Well, hopefully it's going to be being mayor of Redondo.
Definitely. Now, do you have a lot of friends who support you?
You know, it's very interesting because I have a lot of friends are supporting me. But I think what I'm seeing now, because I did a late start. A lot of the people, they've already had their websites. They were ready to do this. They had their supporters ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had their supporters ready from things they had done in the past. And I jumped in at the tail end. Mm-hmm. So people were kind of going, oh, is she really going to be able to pull this off? And it's really just as you were there last night, we had a meet and greet at HT Grill. And a lot of my friends from the village were there.
It was a beautiful turnout.
Yeah.
I looked around and I was so happy to see how many people were there for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And that was really encouraging. And more when people are seeing that I'm taking this very seriously. This is not just to disrupt. This is if I'm going to do this, I owe it to the people of Redondo Beach to do it and do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also owe it to myself
mm-hmm.
to do it correctly so people do see my professionalism.
I think people are really starting to see how much you mean this. It's really shows.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we'll be right back listening to Joan Irvine, and you are listening to Charisse Unplugged. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Seen on TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Seen on TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does a disappearing act?
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net, so I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave Radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. Then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story.
Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Shrews Unplugged. We're listening to Joni.
Future Mayor of Redondo, I hope.
So we were just talking during the commercial. Redondo's huge.
70,000 people.
And a lot of people that I know that know you are in South Redondo. How can you get yourself out there in... Well, first of all, how many parts of Redondo are there? And how are you going to reach them?
Okay. Well, there's five districts in Redondo. So that South Redondo has District 1, which is Riviera Village and around that area. District 2 is the pier and around that area.
Okay.
And then District 5 is like the Galleria and Performing Arts Center. Artesia Boulevard is District 4. And District 3 is kind of in between, you know, 2 and 4. Don't have as much commercial in District 3. But what I've been doing is, first of all, they have a North Redondo Beach Business Association. So I've started to go to their meetings. And they actually have a mixer tomorrow night that I'm going to be going to.
Oh, excellent.
So I can be meeting the people there. Then,
so people can actually talk to you and get your...
Yeah.
Okay. That's
great. Yeah, and then like the Blue Zone through Beach City Health District, they had their monthly or their mixer, and it was at Michal on Artesia. And Michal is a wonderful... Have you heard
about... I heard about this. Yeah. They hire special needs
and train them.
It's fabulous.
And also they have other businesses. They have businesses that... And I don't know all the details, but they have other businesses. So they are training special needs people to be working. And that seems to be the hot spot right now in Redondo. Okay. It's a great space, so you can have events there.
Mm-hmm.
It has great parking. And it's become... I've had several meetings there. It seems to be the place where, you know, the politicians and other people want to meet because they want to support, you know... What they're doing.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Like that. Talk about being for the people. That's it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right there. He's just, the man's just amazing. And so I'm starting to attend those. Also, my last show that was last week, I had the woman who was vice president of the NRBBA come here and talk about Spring Fest, talk about Dine Around on Artesia, about that. So I think, you know, so I'm doing that at the Chamber, Redondo Beach Chamber meetings. I'm meeting people, and I've met a man that is working with a group of people to develop the Artesia corridor. And they're doing a big push on that, and trying to create kind of hubs along Artesia to, you know, make it more of a community street. Mm-hmm. And then I'm introduced him to a friend of mine who lives in the desert, that she works for a company that goes into cities and they evaluate the nightlife and help them.
Really?
I mean, and we're talking decent size, not New York size, but the smaller big cities,
uh-huh.
and how to develop nightlife. Because if you want Artesia to be alive, it's not just about daytime. You have to have nighttime.
Right.
And also with Artesia, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get their density. I won't go into all the details, but trying to get their density increased so that they can build like make it like multi-use, where they can be building, you know, living facilities above the stores.
Oh, right. Just like PV Boulevard, where they have restaurants on the bottom. Living.
Uh-huh. Okay. Absolutely.
That would make sense.
And see, and that to me is one of the ways.
That would bring revenue.
Brings in revenue, and it gives, so it'll be more housing, which we need in Redondo.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also creates automatic community.
Yeah, it does.
Because if you just have to go downstairs to your local coffee shop and this and that, it's community. You're not going to be using your cars often. Mm-hmm. So it helps with traffic. It helps with pollution.
Mm-hmm. Helps with the economic situation that you really feel very strongly about, which totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's an area. So I've been talking to people there, and I've been very lucky because a lot of the people in North Redondo I've gotten to meet, you know, the movers and shakers I've gotten to meet over the years, mm-hmm. you know, so that also, but I must say I've been down in District 1, but it was, I know the people, and so they're being lovely and introducing me to, around to people, and so that's, I'm just getting out and going to things. I've been to the Women's Club, I go to the Chamber meetings. I was Leadership Redondo class of 2008, so I met a lot of people through that. And just even last night at the mixer, mm-hmm. or the meet and greet we had, I realized there was about a dozen people there that I have been working on different initiatives with since 2008.
Wow.
It was, I mean, I thought last night when I came home, because you come home and you're going, oh my God, all the love and support of my friends. Mm-hmm. And then I went, oh my God, all of a sudden I'm working with so-and-so, and I worked with her on this campaign or worked with him on this. And it was just like, wow, we're all coming together again.
That's neat. They're probably super proud of you.
Oh.
Because, you know, if they worked with you before, they know what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably like, go, Joni, go.
Go. And that they're supporting me. These are the people who know how to get things done.
Right. That's huge.
Yeah, it's really huge. Yeah.
I want to ask you, too, about a little bit about the safety situation in Redondo.
Oh. Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? I know there's like some stuff.
Well, there's some stuff. I mean, safety, you know, is always a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I mean, our police department is wonderful. They do great outreach. You know, they have, you know, they have programs for adults. They have, you know, you have coffee with the cops. You have, you know, these different groups that you can join, you know, within, you know, the police department. So they do a great job of community outreach. But we do have issues. We have, you know, we had a homeless issue. They've done a very good job of, we have tiny homes, the pallet homes, mm-hmm. And they're doing the homeless court, where they help people gather all the data that they need, the documents, in order to maybe get benefits.
Mm.
So they, Redondo, none of the other cities around us have been doing this, but
really?
Redondo has been doing this. So that helps, because if you don't have as many homeless people, you know, people aren't out there stealing the bikes from garages in the Esplanade. I've had my
sneaky
car stolen.
Sneaky Pete. Does anybody know Sneaky Pete?
Yeah.
He steals the bikes in front of everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
That little rascal.
Yeah. So that's going to help. And then also another thing that I believe will help with the safety, and there's some different opinions on this, is that Redondo will be having two dispensaries, cannabis dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
This is one where it shows government inefficiency, and let me divert to that. No.
Please.
And then come back.
Yeah.
Segue to that and come back. Is that, you know, it's been taken 7 years to get to this point of having these dispensaries legalized. 7 years, it's been brought back to City Council 13 times.
Mm.
And it's probably going to come back. It's going to Planning Commission next week. Then it has to come back on the February 11th. To the City Council, and then it's going to be on and on. So the amount of time that we spent
mm-hmm.
doing this, not bringing business into town, wasting staff time, which equates to money, and, you know, it's just ridiculous. But also, let me get back to the safety part of it, because one of the things parents are very concerned, if we have two dispensaries in town, that the kids are going to have more access to cannabis.
Right.
Well, reality is that's not the case, and I would love to talk to you about that a little bit more.
Yes, let's touch on that right after these commercials. We'll be right back, everybody.
Shh, over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
A cut above the rest. That's what your hair and experience will be at Kasai Hair in Manhattan Beach. Imagine your haircut in a longer lasting movie star style at a lower price than high end salons. Healthy, beautiful hair, free from scalp problems, hair loss, or damage. You won't find a better cut or experience than at Kasai Hair. So visit KasaiHair.com or better yet, call for your appointment at 310-546-0023. 310-546-0023. Kasai Hair. 310-546-0023.
To get your message out, social media is great. But if you want to be picked up by major media outlets, let's face it, just using social media makes your chances, well, slim to none. If you want to improve your chances, put your message in the right place. A press release on PR Web. Affordable, easy to use, and with great customer service, there's no reason not to use PR Web. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on PR Web now and get started.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Charisse Unplugged and listening to Joan Irvine. We were just talking about the dispensaries.
Yep.
Tell me more.
Well, the thing with me about the dispensaries is it's safer because you're going to have only two dispensaries. They are going to be highly regulated, highly secured, highly supervised.
By whom?
By the police.
Oh.
And so all that. But what that does is people are concerned about the kids and drugs. Well, the kids right now, if they're getting drugs, or cannabis, let me say, mm-hmm. cannabis, they're either getting it from their parents' stash, mm-hmm. let's be real, mm-hmm. they're getting from their friends, or they're getting it from the black market. And I want to address the black market. Because okay. when I ran a child pornography reporting hotline, I dealt with the black market. Mm-hmm. I know what they do. They will sell anything and anybody trafficking to make money. And what I see, if the kids are getting stuff from the black market, they're not just getting cannabis. They're getting, you know, whatever these people are selling that could be laced with fentanyl, that could be any of these other things, plus the black market, they're going to try to groom some of these kids and then traffic them.
And have them deal.
What?
Have them be dealers.
Probably. And have them be dealers or have them be in videos, having them, you know, traffic them for sex slaves. I mean, this is the kind of stuff I dealt with. And so, but the thing with the black market is that if you eliminate their revenue, mm-hmm. they go on to the next. They're here to make money. Okay. And so if they stop making as much money in a town, they'll go on to another town or they'll sell something else. If you cut off their money supply, they will stop. And I actually worked with the major credit card companies to provide them with data back when I was working in that so that it would help cut off the money supply to these people. So to me, we would have a safer community if we had these and we got rid of the black market.
Now, what do you tell people who are anti-dispensary?
This is what I have to tell them. And, you know, and some of them don't, you know, some of them, they just are against it or they think it's going to look like the dispensary, I mean, the smoke shops mm-hmm. that are pretty tacky and let kids in. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what the smoke shops are selling. There's a lot being sold, I've been told, under the counter.
I see.
Or from under the counter. And or they see there was a couple of illegal dispensaries in North Redondo several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're afraid that it's going to look like that. And it's not going to look. I mean, these are going to be nice looking stores. People are going to be investing a couple million dollars into doing these.
Oh, wow.
And so
where are they going to be located?
Well, there's going to be one in the north and one in the south. We don't know where they're going to be located because it's based on who. There's only going to be two shops. There's probably going to be about 12 to 15 companies that apply. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be based on where they have leases within. There's a zone that's already defined.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I've been an advocate for this for 7 years, but once I become mayor, mm-hmm. I don't get to be an advocate.
Explain that.
Well, because the thing is, once you become mayor, I just can't bring in all of my topics. I have to really listen to the majority of the constituents mm-hmm. and what they want. You know, and that's the role, you know, one of the roles of being mayor. In fact, I was, and I said this before, you know, I had a very, and I won't name them, a very large voting contingent mm-hmm. that came to me and said if I would flip my position on cannabis, that they would get all their people to vote for me.
Oh,
and I went, I had to think about it because this is my first time running and you're going, oh, do I want to be elected or not? And I finally said, this is not being elected at all cost. This would not be ethical for me to do that. You know, so that, you know, I just, it was a hard decision. Gee, do I want to be mayor or do I want to be ethical?
Wow, maybe you can be both.
Well, I'm hoping.
What a concept.
Yeah.
Is that even possible?
I'm hoping it's possible in Redondo.
We need that. We need that mix.
Yeah. So that's, you know, so the thing is, people, I think once they see it, and once they see the reality of it, the fear factor will be gone.
Well, good for you for sticking to your moral, your deep down true
ethical.
Morals.
Yeah.
I love that you stuck to it.
Yeah.
Because that's a hard decision.
Oh, after I decided, and it really took me a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to a lot of people in Redondo, and I said, here's what I'm being offered. What do I do? And they go, Joan, you can't do that.
Right on.
You know, people would know that you, first of all, people are not stupid. You know, they're going to know that you did this just to get elected, and then you're going to flip. And I went, yeah. I mean, and so.
Yeah, they'll see through it.
Yeah.
Well, good for you for sticking to your guns.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I got some playful things I want to ask you.
Okay.
Okay. Joni, what's your favorite color?
What? Purple.
Purple?
Yes.
Lavender or deep purple?
Deeper purple.
Of course it is, because it's so regal.
Yeah.
Joni, what is your favorite song?
My favorite song, and I have actually two favorite songs, and one of them you do so well, and I always ask you to play it at the Women's March, at different places.
Oh, yeah.
I Will Survive.
That is so you, too. I love it. Okay, so that's one.
That's one. The other one is The Best by Tina Turner.
Ah, oh, it's a good one. That's a really, really good one.
I saw Tina Turner back in 1966 when it was the Ike and Tina Turner Review at the Red Dog Inn in Lawrence, Kansas, where I went to college.
Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah.
No offense, y'all, but where is that? That's great. Did you vote for the Chiefs?
I kind of have to, but I also lived in Denver at one point, so that was all.
That's what I was going to ask you. Favorite football team?
Oh, you know, I don't. You know, my brothers and my husband ex-husband were so much into it that once I got divorced, I'm going
burnt out.
I go for the Super Bowl because it's a good party, you know.
Favorite drink?
Well, guess what? I stopped drinking alcohol almost May 24th, somewhere around there. It will be 4 years.
Wow.
So, yeah. So.
And how do you feel?
I feel good. You know, I feel it was, and I can go into bars, because I always go into restaurants and bars and music venues where I come and see you at R10 many times.
Yes.
And club soda with a little bit of cranberry and a lime.
And you're having a great time.
And I'm having a great time.
I love that. Favorite animal?
My favorite animal. I don't have one right now, but, actually, I do have a favorite animal right now. What? Hummingbirds.
Oh,
I have just a little balcony off of my apartment that overlooks the Esplanade, and I put up hummingbird feeders. And it is so wonderful. First of all, they don't take any time. I just have to change the water once a week. You don't have to pick up stuff.
Low maintenance.
Low maintenance. And you can see them. And right now is very, very fun time because they're very territorial, so they don't let any other hummingbirds by their feeder. Well, I now have two. And you can see them flirting and teasing one another. So it's so cute. You know?
My favorite food.
Favorite food. Ooh. Guacamole.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Guacamole. I would have never guessed. I would have definitely lost the bet there.
Okay. Yeah. Guacamole definitely. Is my favorite food.
Favorite restaurant in Redondo so far?
So far, my favorite restaurant in Redondo. You know, I hate to say it. I go out to socialize.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go out to eat a lot just because I'm on my own very restrictive diet, so I do a lot at home.
Oh, good for you. So you cook a lot.
What?
So you cook a lot.
I cook a lot. And you know, I kind of call it gonzo cooking. You know, you kind of get a general recipe and then you go, okay, let me do this and let me add this and all that. But I do now in Riviera Village, I do, of course, HT Grill is my primary hangout. Redondo Beach Brewing Company is another one. So those are kind of like my two hangouts. And so, but now I'll have, you know, I'll have appetizers there. And,
all right. Well, tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Black or light?
No, what I do is it goes along with my diet, my eating. I put MCT oil in my coffee. I put collagen powder in my coffee and a little bit of stevia so that my coffee in the morning is only like one cup, but it has all those good things to start the day.
I love that you're taking care of yourself because you look amazing.
Oh,
you look great. I think you look better than I've ever seen you. You're radiant. You're gorgeous.
Oh, you just, God, thank you.
I don't know. Just something about you is so strong, and I am so excited that you're doing this because I feel like you are somebody to look up to.
Oh,
you, you know, you represent the women that want to be more, and I really feel like you encourage women to want to be more. Don't be afraid. Go for it. Get pissed.
Yeah. Well, plus, do you realize we've only had two female mayors in the history of Redondo Beach?
Wow, that's... And I'm not really surprised, you know.
Sadly, not surprised, but hopefully we can, you know, we can add a third one to that because we have two women running for mayor. So, no, I'm hoping it's going to be me, but if not me, maybe her.
That would be really, really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your heart has been huge. You support everybody. Ever since I've known you, you support every musician in town. Everybody who's got some good thing to share. So we are so lucky to have you do this for our town. And Joni, how do we reach you? Tell us how to find you, how to vote for you.
Okay, well, first of all, register to vote. You can register up to 15 days before March 4th. And you can reach me at Joan at JoanIrvineConsulting.com.
Okay, you guys had that? Say that one more time, okay. Joni.
Joan at JoanIrvineConsulting.com.
Excellent. I am so looking forward to you winning. Did I say that out loud? I did.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, well, thank you. I so appreciate being
good
able
luck,
to talk
my friends.
About it. Okay.
Seriously, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, guys. You're listening to Cherise Unplugged. Thanks for listening. And make sure you go out and vote. Redondo, don't forget to vote. All right, we'll talk soon. Bye.